Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Cool mornings, toasty middays, and windy afternoons mark the changing seasons. You may get tickets to visit the garden and see the trolls at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. With Astrolumina coming back next month, you can get the information to get those tickets too. More of the striking floss silk trees are blooming now, brightening the drive-in and hanging over the plant kiosk. The floss silk trees seem to bloom in a wave pattern, and since they dot the garden, it gives pops of colors throughout a long blooming season. In its native South America, the trees are useful as the bark can be used to make rope, the wood used for canoes, the pulp for paper, while the floss from the seed pod is useful as a stuffing material, and the seeds will give vegetable oil. While the pollination garden has been beautiful for months and full of flying pollinator activity, you will still scare up a cloud of beautiful butterflies as you walk through. Passing out of the pollination garden toward the lower meadow, you'll see one of the most charming photo opportunities in the garden, the gazebo. The lovely rose bushes flanking the entry to the gazebo are tall, riot of red bloom, while the roof of the gazebo is shaded by vines of the wisteria planted at the back. Thursday through Monday, you can pop up to Dottie's for a snack or lunch as you walk the garden, and on your way, take a look at the Senecio in the aloe patch of the garden beds. This plant is such an interesting succulent. There are about 1,000 varieties of Senecio. You might not think so, but when it blooms, you can tell that it's part of the aster plant family. Now, you might be surprised to learn that there's more to oregano than just culinary uses. See the lovely lavender bell-shaped flower bracts of the ornamental oregano hanging over the edges of the planter just up from the aloe bed. There are about 20 ornamental cultivars in the oregano family, and as a Mediterranean herb, they work well in our climate, attracting flying pollinators to hanging baskets that they are especially charming addition to rock gardens. Another succulent plant in the aster family that's blooming this time of year is swizzle sticks. Now known as Clinia antiphorbium, the name recently updated from Senecio, you can find it both in the cactus and the aloe collections. On your way, see the striking tall slipper plant. This is a wonderful example of Petalanthus bracteus, another succulent that is drought and frost tolerant. It grows well with little care once it's established. When you get to Tram Road, take a look at the climbing aloe that's in bloom just up to the right. The teeth on the edges of the leaves will anchor them as they grow upward on a host plant, but they may become somewhat untidy if there's not a taller plant for them to climb. If you walk back through the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll see that while the roses are still giving us a show, the underplantings of geranium are really filling in some wonderful color for this time of year. Geraniums, also known as crane's bills, have a wonderful variety in the family of more than 800 species. There are annuals, biannuals, and perennials. See which is your favorite between the Himalayan crane's bill, the rose pelargonium, or the two other varieties of geranium in the rose garden proper. Also take a look at the lovely common white and lavender geraniums used as ground cover on the bank at the back of the rose garden. You might want to take a walk through the upper meadow this week too. The old roses there are so lovely this time of year. You'll notice that the iceberg roses that make up the backdrop of the meadow border are a wonderful repeat blooming wave of white flowers. The old roses planted in groupings throughout the borders are a wonderful free-flowing waterfall of flowers that start out one color, and as the blooms age, they fade into other colors. This is something you really need to see to appreciate. Some blooms begin pink but fade out to a lovely lavender, while others are sort of an orange and fade to yellow. This is not really a great cut flower, but the plants are a lovely addition to any sunny spot in your garden, requiring very little pruning or other special care. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.